It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in John chapter 17. We're going to begin reading with the 6th verse and read down through verse 17. John chapter 17, verse 6 through verse 17. So while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Let's begin the study. I always love to get right into the Word. It's a joy to study the precious Word of God that we may know and grow in Jesus, as we've just said. Please now, if you've opened your Bible, and I hope that you do, I hope that you have time today to do that. I know many of you are getting ready to go to church, are busy getting ready to possibly driving, things like that. But I hope that you have an opportunity to open your Bibles, write the scripture text down that you may follow along with us. John chapter 17, beginning to read with verse 6. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me. They have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou dost send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. All mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, and that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but thou shouldst keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Wonderful scripture. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we begin the study today. Father, I thank and praise you for this opportunity to proclaim your word, to enjoy this time, to read this, to read your word is wonderful, and then to have an opportunity to fellowship over it, Lord. It's going to be a wonderful day as it always is, Lord. Every day in you is great. Please now that you'll guide and lead us as we study these scriptures today, so much in these verses, which is the same in every verse. Every word that you've given us is important, is powerful, and is worthy of our time and study that we may know more of you. Please now that you'll touch the heart of everyone that's lost, that they'll know you as Savior, recognize the need to be saved today. I know many don't believe that's necessary anymore. That's never changed. It's always been the same. Lord, please touch their heart. Show them they're a sinner. Show them that they need salvation, not by works, but by your grace. Lord, please grow us as that have come to you, that we may walk closer to you each day. Now I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Scripture tells us here in the 6th verse, we have had such a lot of fun, so much fun in the other verses of Scripture, and as I look down in the times that we have been together, it seems like we get through about one verse. So, you know, 4 weeks ago, why we looked through the first verse, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. We know the time of the cross is so close. And then the second verse was the next time we were together, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Now, we've spent a lot of time in that section of Scripture with that verse joining with the next one as we followed the following time we were together. and this is life eternal, in verse 3, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And then we find, and now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which thou hast with thee before the world was. And we have spent the last time, and even the time before, back in Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 30. And a little later on today, we'll be reading those verses of Scripture once again to confirm them. But here we begin now with the sixth verse. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, thou gave them to me, and they have kept thy word. It's wonderful to look through the Scripture, and we have that word kept. And we know up in the 12th verse, we have it again. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost. We love the Word of God. We love studying it here. The Lord Jesus is telling us clearly before he leaves this earth that he has shown, clearly shown, back to the sixth verse, John 17, verse 6, I have manifested thy name. I have clearly shown you to the men here upon earth. I have taken you and shown you to them. And that was the ministry, the work of the Lord Jesus. He'd come to not only explain clearly and show clearly that he was God himself, the Lord Jesus, the incarnate Christ, to come and you know, we have talked about through the Old Testament, we have the pre-incarnate Christ. Well, now the Lord Jesus Christ has come. He was living here upon earth, yet completely man, taking on the body of a man, but also he was completely and totally God. And he has taken now the work he was come to do is to show that he was God, to show the Father to those that had believed upon the Son, the Lord Jesus. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gave me out of the world. I have clearly shown. You see, people believe today that they don't have to make a decision for the Lord Jesus. I just come to church, I attend church, I join church, I'm baptized, I take the Lord's Supper, all those things. I confess my sin every day, and so I know that I'm okay. No, there's something that you must do. Whether you agree with it or not, it's what the Word of God tells us clearly. You must trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, confessing your sin to Him, and come by faith to Him. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Don't miss one such an easy thing to do, such a simple thing to do, is to allow the Lord to show you your condition, your sinful condition, and then allow Him to come into your heart by you inviting Him. He will not force Himself up on you or into your life, but He comes to you, He shows you your condition, your sinful condition. He shows you that He is the Savior, the only Savior. And then once you've come by faith to Him, trusted in Him, then He begins to teach you of His Father. And that's what it's telling here in verse 6. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gave me upon the earth. I have shown these people here that I am God and that you are God, that you have sent me, and I've shown this only to those that you have given me. Now again, we're going to go back to Romans chapter 8, and I hope the day is long enough to do that again, because that gets us back into a wonderful verse of Scripture. Let me just read it for you so I can kind of refresh your memory. Romans chapter 8, the 28th through the 30th verse. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 through 30. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called, who are the called according to His purpose, to whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. Whom He called, them He also justified, and whom He justified, them He also glorified. glorified. That section of Scripture is probably one of the greatest. There is many, many great Scripture. I love the Word of God from cover to cover, from the beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelation. And if you've listened very long, you'll realize how much I love the Word of God and believe the truth and stay with the truth. At the same time, we need to understand that there are some Scripture verses that if they're not understood correctly... Now, you can say, well, Larry, that's your interpretation. I just don't interpret that way. No, this is what the Word of God tells us. And if you'll look up the words in the Greek, you know how I believe to follow the King James. I also study and spend many hours with the concordance right next to me. I also use a Vines, because Vines will give me the Greek, the Hebrew, whichever I want to use. And mostly with the Greek, with the Vines, I'll open up. And through the New Testament, I will understand what that one single word means. In the English language, it's not as clear sometimes. It doesn't give us the full meaning. It would be a better explanation of what that stands for. The English word means many things, could cover many areas, and when we go back into the Greek, then it will clearly help us to understand that, help us to clarify what that means. And that's what we need to do to have a full understanding of the Scripture. When I tell you to study the Word of God, that's what I'm talking about. Go to the Word of God. Study the Word of God. Don't spend so much time reading somebody else's book about the Word of God. Spend time in the Word. Study that precious Word. The Lord Jesus Christ says here clearly, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. I just read Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 30, and we're going to go back and look quickly at those words: foreknowledge, predestinate, conformed, image, called, justified, glorified, all the words that we looked up back in Romans the last time we were together. We're going to go back there in a little bit, but just keep in mind that those that were given from the Father to the Son, those that were given were those that with God's foreknowledge knew who was going to accept His Son Jesus as their Savior and be saved. Those, He could look down through time. He knew the very day I was going to be saved, the very day I trusted the Lord Jesus. If you're neglecting the Lord Jesus today, you've never come to Him, but you're coming, you're going to. God knows when that day is going to be. He also knows if you reject the Word. Please don't do that. Please come by faith to the Lord Jesus. These that were saved were given. The folks that trusted Him, we have one up here that didn't, but the son of perdition. See, there was a man that walked so closely with the Lord Jesus. He walked every day with Him. He was even the treasurer of the group. And yet he was the very one that never came by faith. He followed, he worked, he did everything, but he never recognized his sin. Never trusted in the Lord Jesus as his Savior. And so that's the one. And he says here that I have kept, and none of them is lost. And you see, there is never a one. Now you would think, surely, out of those 12 that walked so closely and so long with the Lord Jesus as he was here upon earth with his ministry, showing all his miracles, healing, all the things that the Lord Jesus did, how could anyone not come by faith in Jesus and believe in him? I believe that he believed that Jesus was a good man. He did not believe that he was God. That's the reason he wasn't saved. He needed to come by faith, recognize Jesus Christ is God, Savior of the world, should be his Messiah. If he'll come and trust in him, you may be at the same place. You said, yes, I believe in Jesus. Well, so did Judas. But Judas is in the lake of fire right now because of it. He has neglected. Now, I take that back. He's in the place of torment, because only at the close of time will all be taken out of the place of torment and cast into the lake of fire. We talk about to hell they go. Well, hell is the Hades. Another word is the center of the earth. That's where you'll find all those that have trusted not in the Lord Jesus. Those that have trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ are right now in the very presence of the Lord Jesus. There'll be a time when the body of the saved will be joined together with their soul. There's going to be a time when the body of the lost will be joined together again, only to stand before a righteous judge and be cast into the lake of fire. Now please, if you're scared of hell, If you're scared of the lake of fire, if you don't like those kind of things, there's only one way out for you, and that's to come by faith to Jesus. And please come today. Jesus Christ, I have manifest, he says. Jesus tells us, I have manifest thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Now, there's a decision. There's a definite time of coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. Thine they were, thou gavest them me, and I have, thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. You see what happens the day we trust in Jesus Christ? We are under his truth, under his word. That doesn't mean we're perfect, because we have a lot of growing to do after we come to the Lord Jesus Christ, but it does tell us clearly that the Lord Jesus Christ saves us, God the Father keeps us, and Jesus here says, I have kept every one that you have given me, and they have kept thy word. Now, it's important that we trust in his word. We look to his word. I love the word of God. And we have down here in the 8th verse, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me. See, so not only he says they have kept thy word, in other words, they have come by faith to me, to the Lord Jesus, and been saved. Also, I have taught them not only salvation, but he has taught them so many things concerning the walk that they should have in being like the Lord Jesus Christ. Wonderful verse of Scripture. I have manifested thy name. I have clearly shown you to these men, which thou gave to me out of the world. There's a definite separation from the life of this world. We're not of this world. We're of the next world, the eternal world, the world that God has given us. And please, join that. Don't miss that. Yes, I'm still walking. Yes, I'm still working. Yes, I'm still speaking upon this world. But there's a division between us, and it should be a noticeable one. Thine they were. Thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Wonderful scripture here. I hope that you have kept the word of God. And I hope that you have not changed the word of God in any way, but you have come by faith to Jesus Christ, because the scripture tells us, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The same word tells us the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You, I hope, are one of the whosoever. If not, please come today. Verse 7, now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. You notice the Lord Jesus Christ, through all of his ministry, he's not here to bring honor and glory to himself, and we need to learn from that. We need to understand that. We need to take none of the honor and glory upon ourselves for anything that we may accomplish. We have to look unto the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to praise and honor him, give him the glory, give the Father the glory, praise and honor the Holy Spirit, all the work. The Holy Spirit shows us the Son, and the Son shows us the Father. What a wonderful work is going on in our life as a believer if you've come by faith. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. Jesus is taking none of the honor. He is taking none of the glory. He is proceeding it, giving it right on to the Father, to his Father in heaven. I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and that they have believed that thou dost send me. You see, I shared with you that there are so many things in this section of Scripture here that we need to learn. We've went back to Romans. We have recognized the need for a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We can see here that the Son, God the Son, has shown us God the Father. I have manifested thy name unto all men. We come through and it says they've kept thy word. They have abided by that and trusted in me because I am their Savior. All this work was directed and told from you, I have told them. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. They're beginning to understand, Father, that I'm not standing alone. I am not here on my own power and upon my own authority. I am here from you. Even though Jesus Christ is completely man and completely God, so is His honor back to the Father. He directs everything back to His Father so that nothing is taken by Him. And again, we should sure learn from that. I have given, verse 8, unto them the words which Thou gavest me. We need to be so careful that we do not change the Word of God. You know, today we find that man is so good at going to a different Bible. Well, this is easier to read. I ask you again, I plead with you, and you hear this often, please stay with the King James, and not just the King James, but the old King James. I want you to stay with the original King James, that you may enjoy the Scripture, its fullness. I just ask you to do that. Don't think that you have to leisurely read it. And well, those words we don't use anymore. You're right, we don't. But any time that we begin to change it, they destroy it. Please don't. Stay with the King James with me as you study the Word of God. And if you say, well, I use another one and I like it just as well, go back to the King James. Come to Jesus Christ as your Savior. Come back to the old King James and now begin to read and to study, looking up your cross references if you have a Scofield Study Bible. There are so many things. Look up those cross references. You know, so many times people pay more attention to the notes that are written. That's man's notes. But those cross references are there to help us to learn and to study the Word of God. When I'm studying, why, you'll find right now, if you could see, I have four Bibles open right now. And I can look to the text in Scripture of John 17. I have Romans chapter 8 in front of me. I have just opened another Bible to Revelation chapter 22, verse 19. Revelation 22:19. If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Most people do not want to hear that. Most people don't even know that exists in the Word of God. And you're attending a place that has taken away the Word of God, and you don't even know it. But you know, by taking parts out of the Word of God, changing, putting new parts into the Word of God, and maybe it's not that you've changed it, but you've made this comment on the side, says, I know that's what it says, but that's not what it means. No, that's what it says, and so that's what it means. Be careful, because there are different times. You can call it dispensations if you want to. There are different times through the Scripture, and it's important that you know that, because some things do apply to one and not to the other. Many things apply to the nation of Israel that do not apply to the church, to the Gentiles, to the church that have been saved. But you need to, as you study the Word of God, it is very simple to see that. That's the reason that you study one verse confirms another verse, and you don't take anything out of context. But what happens here, verse 8, chapter 17 of John, for I have given unto them the words which Thou gavest me. The words. I tell you what, we have this precious Bible. Please don't take away from it, because when you do, when you take away from the Word of God, you know what you're doing? Maybe you're saved. But if you think, well, I'm going to use this easier version to read. It's just easier to read. Well, what you're doing is you're snatching away salvation for your children and for your grandchildren. Because when you begin to accept something that is less than the truth, when you begin to accept that, then you begin to say the Word of God is not right, it's not true, I'll trust this man to change it. But what that man has done to you has not taken your salvation away, because if we have looked here, we know that once you're saved, you're always saved. And we go through these verses of Scripture that we've just read. Now, I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. I come to Thee, Holy Father, keep through Thine own name those whom Thou hast given me, that they may be one. We come to verse 12, and it's the same Scripture here in John 17. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in Thy name. You see, we are kept by the Holy Spirit. We're sealed because the Holy Spirit comes to live within our heart. The Word of God is wonderful to study and to know. But please do not change it, because when you begin to change it, it does not take away your salvation if you're saved, but it will take away the next generation. Because you see, they no longer have the truth. and the truth, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me. Stay with the truth, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Why do you think salvation is not preached in your church? Why do you think in your church people don't speak about hell and talk about what's going to happen? You go into the place of torment and then onto the lake of fire at the last judgment. What's going to take place here because your preacher or your church has changed the word of God? You say, nobody tells me that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's a need, that's a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus, a time, a place that we must take. You've heard me many times. The day I met Jesus Christ was halfway between the house and the Pharaoh house when I got down on my knees and asked Jesus to come into my heart. That is a time, an opportunity for me to come to the Lord Jesus. I was touched by the Holy Spirit through the Word of God, through the truth. You know why before that I had never been saved? Is because the truth had been altered. Well, that's your opinion, Larry. No, it is not. I go back to the Word of God. I had been in two different churches, and neither one of those places had told me that I was, yes, that I wasn't perfect, but I wasn't really a sinner either. You know, I wasn't perfect, but I wasn't really a sinner. Now, you explain that to me. Or that your sins can be taken away either by works or by baptism or the Lord's Supper. Something that we're doing is going to cover, going to take that sin away. No, Jesus Christ took my sin away. And I am so thankful that someone brought me the truth once and for all that I could make a decision. You need to do the same thing. You need to recognize, I don't care what your church teaches. I'm not telling you to come here to church. I'm telling you that you need a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. These words here are so wonderful. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou dost send me. Look at what's happening to those that have come by faith to Jesus Christ. I have given them the words. We've looked at what happens back in Revelation 22, verse 19, when we take away the words. We snatch the salvation away. We snatch the power of God away when you take away the truth. Don't ever do that. Don't do that. Go back to the Word of God. Get your old Bible out that your grandmother, your great-grandmother gave you, dust it off, get it out, and say, I'm not going to use this new one anymore. I'm going to use that old one because that's where the power of God is. Nothing special about that old book other than it's still the truth. It hasn't been destroyed. Please look to the Word of God. Look at this. The words which thou gavest me, and they have received them. There's a decision. They have accepted Jesus Christ. Will you accept the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus? Will you come today and be saved? Will you call upon Him today? Please do not look another place or another direction. Come to Jesus Christ as your Savior. Ask Him to save you. Ask Him to forgive you of your sins, and He will. He'll set you free. They have received them, the words. You maybe didn't even hear the truth. See, I had that same decision to make. I had not clearly heard the truth, and I had to wait till someone brought the truth to me. And when that truth was brought to me, I was excited. I listened to it and listened to it and listened to it. And finally then did I recognize that I was lost, that I needed the truth. You know why it took me so long? Because in all my life I was very busy in the church, worked hard in the church, and I couldn't believe that no one else ever told me that I was a sinner and that Jesus Christ could save me, and I needed to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and trust in Him. No one told me that. I'd have went to hell. I'd have spent eternity in the lake of fire if it had not been for the one bringing me the truth. You want to know why we call this program The Truth? Because I want you to hear it. Do whatever you want to with it. It's your decision. But I'm telling you the truth. You must have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You need to come to the Lord Jesus. They have received them, have known surely that they came out from thee, and they have believed that thou dost send me. Look at that relationship between the Father, the Son, the believer. Look at that wonderful relationship. I pray for them. I pray not for the world. See the difference in verse 9. We'll begin with that 8th verse again next time we come together. Each time we can't get over about one verse, can we? We love the Word of God. We love the truth. And we teach it and proclaim it. Please listen carefully and clearly. Come to Jesus Christ as your Savior today. My dear friend, I'm going to ask you that same question. What are you going to do about Jesus?